What the fuck was that?
Welcome to What the Fuck Did I Dream Last Night? I'm Janie.
I'm Jess. Hello.
Hi. Well, number one, I apologize that we hear my child crying today. It is what it is. Just ignore it.
I apologize if you hear my fur child licking. Dad is not here.
Have a lot of wine for me today. My child is very much a two-year-old.
Well, that's appropriate, because we're going to be talking about pregnancy dreams at one point. Not today, but one point soon, so.
I mean,
all just mommy pregnancy dreams.
So funny. No, she's, like, teething and very attached to me, and
I wish we could know what Molly dreams about right now.
You know, I agree. I tried recording her when I went to get her the one day, and I was asking her, like, what'd you dream last night? And, like, she wouldn't say a damn thing to me, though. Like, nothing. Like, wouldn't even say, like, hi, mom. Like, nothing. She just looked at me like,
what? I actually feel kind of bad for her, because over the next 1 to 2 years when she's, like, really talking, you're just going to, like, 20 question her. Like, what'd you dream last night? What'd you dream last night? She's going to be like, mom. She's going to turn into some, like, neuropsychologist when she gets older.
Or, like, complete opposite. Like, I want nothing to do with any of that shit. My mom's one of those weirdos. She loves dissecting people's dreams.
I mean, Freud was into it, so.
You don't like Freud.
I know, but I'm warming up to him. I see ups and downs, okay?
I see. I get where Freud comes from. Like, yeah. I understand it.
I mean, he was pivotal in a lot of things we know in, you know, psychology and about the brain and whatnot right now. I mean, or just theories at least, but
yeah,
sometimes he got a little off his rocker, but I think to come up with a lot of those theories and, you know, to be genius, you have to be a little odd and eccentric sometimes. Because a lot of things, you know, that we know about nowadays to be like, you know, what? The world's not flat. Like, the world's round. Look at this crazy asshole.
Whoa. Yeah, you need those
stuff. Right? He was right. Like, so you got to, like, dream and hypothesize and whatnot.
Yes.
Touche, Freud, all right? Stop opening me up.
I need to send you that book. I'm almost done reading it.
Yeah, I'll get through it the next decade.
That's all I've been.
So what you got going on for Memorial Day weekend coming up?
Ooh. It's going to be cold here, and I'm actually very, very excited about it because I hate the heat. The heat makes my anxiety worse. I know this sounds so weird, but it's a trigger for my anxiety. I don't understand it.
I mean, makes sense. Was it that way before you were pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know. Nah. When I was pregnant with Molly, though, that's when my anxiety got super bad. In the summer, and that's when I first started, like, medicine.
So maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I associate it with company and, like, busyness. So I've been a lot more anxious lately, and I think that's why, because I associate summer with, like, being busy.
So. No, mine. I just hate the heat.
Yeah,
I just am not one of the, like. I love the seasons. Like, I'm ready for summer, then I'm ready for fall. I love them all, but I can't, like. I don't know.
I hate winter.
There's a couple picnics. I was like, what question was I answering?
We had a couple picnics to go to.
And then that's about it. What about you? I'm working as well.
Oh, that's true. Andy is coming down to visit one of my good college friends.
Oh, nice.
He's going to be down here with his brother and some buddies. And, it's usually a really busy weekend here in Myrtle Beach, so we try to keep it low-key, so I'll probably just go to the local beach and cookouts and stuff. It might rain, which we've had, like, 1 inch of rain, I think, in the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks or four. I don't know. It's a bad drought, so I'm kind of looking forward to rain.
Yeah.
Maybe take a nap on the couch while it rains.
I love it.
Yeah. For me, when it's, like, it's nice out, like, all the time, so I feel obligated to be, like, productive when it's nice out.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go for a little rainy rain. Not for everybody coming here on vacation this weekend, but.
Yeah. See, when it's raining, I feel like I have to be productive inside. But when it's sunny, I feel like I have to be outside. Like, I feel like guilt if I'm not outside.
Yeah, I'm that way too. When it's rainy though, inside, sometimes I'm like, I need to get this done. Other times, I'm like, not time.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing too crazy going on. Just hoping to just hang out. And
just the start of your visiting train for the summer.
Yes, the Harley Hotel.
Yep.
But that's okay. Look forward to it. I always enjoy it. It's just the mental preparation. And just, I've gotten a lot better. I used to get really worked up, like trying to impress people. But now I've just kind of been like, well, if you're coming to stay at my house, you get the whole package. So
there it is.
You might be folding my laundry for me. You might be doing my dishes. You might see five piles of laundry on my floor. Just, you know, got to hear me complain about things. That's the way it is. We'll have fun, I promise. Yeah. But.
But then, but it's a free place to stay at the beach.
So right. So it's a trade-off. So
yeah, I folded your laundry.
She knows. I put people to work. I used to be like, are you sure? And now I'm like, bitch, clean my dishes. Just kidding. I actually really enjoy cleaning my dishes when I have company. If I don't have company, they can go 4 days. And it drives me nuts, but like, I don't need to do it. When I have company, I enjoy doing it. It's weird. It's therapeutic and cathartic.
I like doing your dishes because your dishwasher is right next to your sink.
Yeah, I think it's a setup because it's like an open like concept. So usually it makes for good conversation. I'm like doing something. But yeah, and the dishwasher's right there. I mean,
I have one of those like old school dishwashers that like you have to hook up to the sink.
My mom had one of those at her old place.
I always am like, I set like my water bottle next to the sink. I'm like, fill this up before you start running it. And I never fucking do. I always run. Like, I start the damn dishwasher. I'm like, funny. I'm out of water.
That's funny.
Pisses me off. It's okay, because bathroom water tastes better than kitchen water.
True.
In everybody's house.
It's always colder.
Yep.
My mom's dog at one point would only drink the bathroom water upstairs, Riley, because it was colder.
I do not blame that dog at all. That dog knows what's good. All right. I don't have anything else. I have I have nothing that like pertains to the actual show.
We're talking about our bullshit Memorial Day plans, which like sounds like we both got like no lives. Well, no, I got a friend coming. But I don't have any plans for that friend. Andy, if you're listening, I hope you have plans because he's gonna help me move a dresser. Damn it, you're right. Hope we have a good weekend. He's gonna help me move a dresser to my mom's.
There you go.
He knows about it. Sorry, I'm honest. I put my people to work. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. What you got?
All right. So, I call this one the tree people.
Wait, I don't know if I have a title for mine today.
I didn't have one last week because I was really excited about being 33. But I made sure this one had a title because you asked me what I titled that drink.
Ooh, I do have one. Ooh, it is. Ooh, it's like. Ooh, all right.
All right. So we're driving down this dark road in the woods. Now I'm in the passenger seat. I don't really know who's in the driver's seat. But I feel like it's a man. I think I get like a male presence. Like that's what I'm thinking of. So it was nighttime. It was very dark out and it was like the moonlight was shining. Like that was the only like light in the woods, like on the road that we were driving on. And there were these tree bark people. Like, it looked as if their body was made out of bark. Like, they were half people, half trees. Or, like, do you know that episode on Grey's Anatomy when that guy came in with, like, tree bark skin?
No, but I'm thinking of, for all the Marvel fans out there, of Groot.
Groot? Are you, okay, Groot. Yeah, you can go Groot, but Groot's like...
Groot's so cute.
Yeah, but I feel like now, like, it's not the...
not what you're going for.
Like it's like a scarier thing. If you watch Grey's Anatomy, it's like the tree bark person. Here, hang on, I'm going to show you a picture of it. Like this.
Ooh!
So... And it's like a condition where, like... This is just my Grey's Anatomy knowledge, so don't come at me, people.
I have a medical degree, and I don't know what that is. So.
Like, they had to, like, break through it, and, like, there was, like, a spider that crawled out of his skin and shit. Like, it was disgusting on the show. But it's, like, how, like, if you let, like, HPV or something get, like, very bad, like, a wart, like, it's not a common thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that ever actually happens, but basically, like, literally looks like this guy has a like tree branches for arms.
Syndrome. You can find other photos of like real people online of it.
I think that's some things you'll see in like, you know, third world countries, like places that have are underserved medically, like they don't even know where to go, like they couldn't even just. So it just gets out of control.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it is a, it's a thing.
It's real.
It's real.
So he had that? He had, the passenger had that? Or the other, just people walking around had it?
Yeah. So it was, like, the people in the woods. Like, there were these people that looked like they were, like, part tree, part people. And, like, that's what I, like, that's the best way to describe it. Like, it wasn't, like.
Right.
I don't know. They weren't, like, friendly, I guess. So,
I'm scared already.
So these people looked like that, and they had very, very, like, dark, black, long hair. And they crossed in front of our car, and we were driving, like, very, very slow down the road. And the driver of the car told me, he's like, do not make eye contact with them. And, of course, like, with the last lady, I definitely made eye contact with her, and I was like, damn it.
So. Ew.
She comes to my window, and, like, my window rolled down, like, on its own. Like, it was almost like she had, like, the power to, like,
make
it happen. So she rolled down the window, and I'm like, well, I already fucking made eye contact with her, so I, like, look at her. And I'm, like, kind of, like, calm in my dream. I'm not, like, really freaking out, but I'm not comfortable either. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of, like, shit, like, I just want the fuck out of here, but I gotta deal with what I gotta deal with here first. So my window went down. And she asked me if I had like a free hot meal. She's like, do you want a free hot meal? A free hot meal? And like, she kept saying that. And I kept saying no, but she was like insisting on it. So we start like driving again, and like, I wind my window up, which I don't know why, like, we stopped and let her talk to me, but I don't know. Or I don't know if like she had control over us, and like, I had to at least like listen to her. So I saw this little hut. Maybe it looked like, it was real small, like maybe like what an outhouse would look like in the woods, like not like big, but this wasn't an outhouse, just trying to describe what the size was. And like, that's where they were cooking the meal at. And like, I could see, like, it was tiny, but I could tell like there was a fire in there, like that they could cook on, just because I could see like the light, like flickering, like a fire flickering. So next, the driver said he was going to turn around and go back, but like, for some reason, I'm like, no, like, you cannot, like, you have to go to the end of this road to get out of here. Like, if you turn around, like, we'll never get out of here. Like, I was like set on that. Like, I was trying to explain to him the directions. Like, I think like I've been through these woods before. So we get to the end of the road, and then next thing you know, I'm like, I'm in some kind of like building, or just like a room. It seems it's kind of like a dingy room. And it's me and the guy that was in the car with. And then a police officer is in there, and I start telling about this group of people that are offering food and, like, food and whatnot, like, and,
You ba-ding that time.
I did ding.
Usually I ba-ding.
I got caught off guard there.
She really did.
Like, oh.
It was kind of like
my phone's never online.
It was an intense, like, part of your dream, though, so. I was like, ooh, sound effects in his dream, okay. We'll get there eventually.
No, we won't.
No, you know, and we have like a whole team, and you know, Molly has her degree in like engineering or something, and it's like all stoked on dreams because you've been, you know, priming her since she was 3 years old, 2 years old.
Yes. Right, like here right now, how happy she is about it. Okay, so. I start telling about the group of tree people, and they're offering food and whatnot.
The police officer.
And yes, yep. I'm telling him that. And as I'm telling him about this, some man that like comes in, and I believe that he's part of the tree people, and he brought us food, and it was like a stew, and I distinctly remember like in a regular can of Coke, like a regular can of Coca-Cola. And I didn't really say much to him. I just took it, like took the food so he could leave. So the cop tells me that like, they're like, we really can't do anything about them doing this because they're just offering a free service. Even though they're expecting tips, for their service, like that's how they're like living on things. They're not actually doing anything wrong.
Shit happens all the time in the South.
What?
This happens a lot. People will give you something, quote, for free, but then they expect you to give them money.
Yes.
Like a crap.
Nothing's truly free.
But he's like, it's not legal. They can't do anything about it.
Exactly. They can't do, there's nothing that they can do about it. So that was the end of the dream.
And then you feel obligated. You're like, do I take the meal? Do I give them money? But I don't want to give them money.
I took the meal. I did not give them
money. Right? But in real life, this happens to me a lot where I'm like, you look so nice, but I don't want to give you money. I don't want that item. But you want to give me that item.
This doesn't happen to me that much.
I know. So that's what I said. I don't know if it's just, I shouldn't say the South, but in like touristy places here, they'll make palms. It's like palm roses, palm crosses. And, it happens a lot like in Charleston and Savannah, and they'll give it to, you know, it'll be a couple walking down, you know, the road and
just say, no, thank you.
And you say, well, and then they'll hand you this like palm rose they made. And then they like follow you or they like hold their hand out like for money. Yeah. But when you don't know what they're doing, you're just like, oh, how sweet. Like they're giving this to you. Then you're like, oh yeah.
Nah, nothing's free, girl.
Mm-mm. Now I'm like,
anything.
I'm like, keep your shit. No.
When we were in DC, handing out their pamphlets, like Jesus is coming. Like I won't even take those.
No, it's like, I'm good, man. You do you.
And he's like, all right, just know Jesus is coming. And I'm like, yep. And I'm just always like, so talking to everybody, though.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you respect, respect what they're doing. You know, you don't want to be a jerk about that. Like, that's, they're doing them. Yeah, you do you, but me do me.
Like, doing those things, like, or like if you go to like the boardwalk at the beach and like people like dress as like statues or characters and put a tip bucket out, like, you know, they're making bank.
Oh, I'll give them money. If I think
that's the same thing.
Well, if I think that's like a cool thing, but anyways, we're getting off topic.
Some people might find that
right.
Palm Rose a very cool thing.
Exactly. So they do them. I'll do me. If I won't give you money, I won't. But like you weren't hungry in this dream, so like leave me alone, woman.
Well, I'm not taking food from a hut that doesn't seem from tree people. They weren't even people. They were half tree, half people.
Okay, I want to hear if you have any actual insight into this dream.
So, first off, I just, like, this dream, like, it was quick to tell. But, like, when I had this dream, it felt so long. Like, it was like a drawn out, like,
right.
Going through this damn forest. And, like, these tree people kept, like, walking around us. But, yeah, it just was, like, a never-ending. Like,
right.
Not never-ending. One thing I wanted to bring up too before I go into it, like this dream also seems like scary, like, but I think ever since I started this podcast and I started talking about my dreams more and actually like religiously documenting them more, my dreams don't like freak me out anymore.
I think it's like a version of lucid dreaming. Like you don't control it per se, but you are aware that this is a dream. So you like control your reaction because because a lot of times in my dreams now, I literally think about what it means in my dream, like what's going on, like what this means. And I can't control it yet, but I need to think about what it means, or I think about, man, I can't wait to tell this to Janie.
So, and I haven't gotten like that far with it, but like even just because we're on this topic, like there's been two dreams recently that I was in like claustrophobic situations where I would be like panicking in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was calm and I was like, oh my gosh, like I was thinking to myself, like if this ever happened in real life, I would be terrible here. Like I could never do this.
Right.
But it was like I was cool there.
Yeah. So I think it's like I said, just like a form of it, if you will. No, not that every dream I have. Like, I don't have control or awareness, but definitely a lot more than usual.
I gotcha. Okay, so let's dig into some stuff here. So I haven't been watching Grey's Anatomy, because, like I said before, because of pregnancy, and I'm not trying to, like, make my anxiety all worse. So, like, that's not, like, how I dreamt of that and then, like, went into something. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how this would be even, like, a brain dump.
Right.
Dream.
I got vibes of, like, the Wizard of Oz when you were talking about this. Like, when she's going through the scary forest and the tree starts, like, that she, like, goes to pick up an apple. And the trees start growing, like...
trees. They are people.
Trees are people, too.
So I don't really take anything from this dream, but I did look up some.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, I'm impressed if you get any. I mean, I could give you my 2 cents about it. Let's see what you got.
I mean, if we want to just like be like basic bitches and just be like, oh, I'm like struggling to get to the end of somewhere.
Oh no,
these are my obstacles.
No.
Okay, well I just looked up some symbols.
Go ahead.
About some shit. Okay. I think I just said shit like 25 times today. So to dream that you're walking through a forest, and I felt like this was more of like a foresty thing because of how dark it was than just the woods, which I don't know the difference between woods and forest, but that's how I take it in my head.
I don't either.
A forest, I picture it's darker and bigger, and the woods are just like,
yeah,
these are my woods in my backyard.
Yeah.
Well, my little patch of woods here. So, if you're walking through a forest for a long time, it can mean that you're worried about a problem. You might need to plan your life a little bit better currently. That a quick solution that you have for something isn't going to cut it. If you are a writer, this is a good sign in your dream. It means your work is going well and as many people are going to love your work. So, this is something I really haven't shared with, like, anybody, but this is, like, interesting to me. I've been working on like a camping blog, so I have been doing a lot of writing lately. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I thought that was funny, and I've been trying
camping blog, like woods, you know, like kind of, you know, nature. Yeah.
I want to take my dreams, like my really long ones, and like turn them into short stories. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that too, so I thought that was funny or ironic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really know, but. Mm-hmm. You know, something, what did you just say? Woods, dreams. Oh, camping. I don't know. I don't have the date for this dream. It wasn't like super recently, mm-hmm. but like, so I have no idea about that, but we always talk about camping. So who right. knows?
When you went to that, she went to an RV kind of convention, if you will, where, almost like a car show. Yeah. An RV show. Convention that was very formal.
It was at the convention.
So. Maybe that's where I got that from, but maybe I don't know if it was around that time or not. But
No, this was longer ago. Mm-hmm. This dream. Okay. I feel like it was probably like 2 months ago or something. Okay, so more about some tree things here. If you notice the height of trees in your dream, it means that you will have success with your hard work. If you are being followed in the forest, the same type of problem from your past is coming up again. And you might have to look back and recall how you dealt with it in the past to help you out now. Mm-hmm. Which I think I was kind of being followed.
That's how I feel.
And if you're wandering through the forest at night, you may need to take a look at the negativity in your life and how to get away from it and resolve it. Then... darkness in your dream. So if you have a dream about darkness, which is really common, you could be lacking a connection with your spiritual side. And if you are in the darkness, it could be an omen for a long, painful illness. But if you find light in your darkness, like mm-hmm. if there's light in the darkness in your dream, mm-hmm. You'll be able to overcome that issue. So I also looked into moonlight because that was like really the only light in my dream. And that, looking up that about darkness kind of like triggered that to look for. And I felt like it was a really like bright moon that was lighting our way in the woods and forests. So moonlight can mean that emotional breakthrough is coming. This dream could be reassure you. This dream should reassure you that you're on the right path during these dark times that you're going through in life.
So I'm hearing a lot of kind of like right path and repetition on kind of things to come. And yeah, so I think it is interesting, although we don't know the exact timeline, but that you're kind of looking into these new endeavors in your life, and the subject of the dream is kind of similar to this. So I think that matches up, you know, nature, woods. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
And like, if I really dug deep, I feel like everyone can find a struggle that they're going through. It's not like I'm walking through like daisies right now. Like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, but no, I think this makes a lot of sense. And I like how all these symbols really did go together. Like, and it was nice that they all kind of had like a positive thing too. Like, yeah this kind of sucks.
And you were calm. But you were calm about your, you know, reception of it and you in the situation.
Yeah. The most I was like worked up in my dream is like when I saw the cop and I was just like going off to him, but I don't even think I was like worked up. It's just how I get when I'm like, I was excited, mm-hmm. like not excited, but I was just like, listen to this. And I like, like rambled to him.
So a couple of things I take from this. I thought it was interesting that you specifically remembered Coca-Cola. So just for shits and giggles, I decided to see what Coca-Cola symbolized in a dream. And a few symbols, a few different sources. So, I mean, I'll just quote Annie Flow, but I just looked at a few of them. It's kind of a universal for success, which, again, is cool. Goes hand in hand with what we're saying, and I think it's a good omen. Because of the success that, you know, the classic Coca-Cola symbol has had in, you know, advertising, and we all recognize it quickly, so. And it also correlates with having the means and the stability in your life to, you know, afford such luxuries. So, again, it actually ties in, yeah, nicely with your dream.
I'm glad you went and looked that up, because I wanted to look that up, too, because, like, that was, like, one of the main things that I really did, like, distinctly remember. Mm-hmm. And I probably really distinguished, I really remember it. I'm not even going to use another word. Because in, like, real life, I hate regular pop. Like, I hate regular Coke. I hate regular Pepsi. Diet Coke, I am, like, in the cult of Diet Coke land, though.
McDonald's Diet Coke or any Diet Coke?
Any Diet Coke. McDonald's does have the best Diet Coke, though.
Mm-hmm. That's a real thing, guys. See, I think it was when you were pregnant with Molly. You were, like, obsessed with McDonald's Diet Coke. And I think you sent me an article. You're like, it's real. Like, they have.
I looked it up. It's like they have special tubing for their
Coke. It's legitimately different. Mm-hmm.
I looked up, I was just on TikTok the other day. Imagine that, me scrolling through TikTok. But it was like 2 a.m. And I contemplated waking Trevor up to show him this TikTok. And it was like, if you really know your girlfriend, which Diet Coke would she pick? And they had like fountain. Can 2 liter, like the 20-ounce bottle, or McDonald's.
That's legit.
It was just funny.
Uh-huh. There was also just kind of big picture about your dream when you're first going through it. I kind of see it as interpreted as like your openness towards others and towards ideas in general. I think you're a far less judgmental person than most people. So, and like a lot of times, like we'll be talking in a group text and we'll be like trying to like, we'll see something on the news and we're like criticizing it. And Janie's usually like devil's advocate and she's not trying to be. It's just sometimes you are maybe, but it's just usually her. She's like, well, I don't know. You don't know what they were going through. And I'm just like, shut up, Janie. Like, come on.
I am that
But
person.
She's just like a genuinely good person like that. And then I'm like, fine, now I feel like a bitch, thanks. But that's why she's a bitch in her dreams half the time, because she doesn't do it during waking hours, I'm telling you. But
I do that all the
time. I know, it's funny, but it's not a bad thing. No, it's not that. It's a wonderful trait.
Sometimes people just need the bitch. And I'm like, well.
But no, but I mean, it's okay though, because then I could just be like, shut up, Janie. Let me have this moment. You're like, okay, fine. Fuck them. But, but.
Yeah, well, you can tell me that. Right. But new friends can't. My new friends don't stick around.
No. So,
they can. They just
won't. So,
I mean, they can stick around. That's not, you know what? Never mind.
Love you guys. Come home. But it's interesting, like in your dream, you know, I had a dream before about a police officer. And again, it's another one of those things where you have to look at the role of the police officer. Are they helping you? Are you opposing them? Are they opposing you? Do you look at them as a friendly role or et cetera? So in this case, the police officer was, you know, like a positive part in your dream. From your perspective, they're telling you to fear these people and, you know, don't look at them, don't look them in the eye, etc. But you do. And then, you know, you end up, it's not that you befriend them per se, but you take, you know, you take the meal from them and like, you're almost like trying to be a bridge. And I think that's.
I wouldn't talk to them though. I just took
it. Right. But you were at least, that's me being a bitch. You were giving them a chance though, at least, or else maybe you're just curious, you know, but.
I'm not going to eat this random
stuff. You don't got to eat it, but you don't even throw it back in their face, you know?
No, just take it so he
laughs. Yeah. Okay, fine. You see, she's still a bitch in her dream.
I don't even know why I was, like, in this dingy room. Like, why did we get out of the car? Why did we go to where were we going?
I don't know.
Who was I with?
Yeah, who's the police officer?
Where was that cop's car? The cop was just like so chill. He was just like, yeah, dude, like I can't do nothing. Like, I can't do anything about these people. I know. Maybe he was like park police. Like maybe he wasn't
Or it reflects some, you know, some at some points the helpless nature that some people feel in their position. You know, I don't know. Damned if I do and damned if I don't. So I'm just going to chill here and drive through this forest. You know? You don't know. It ended. You woke up.
Did I gotta go back to bed?
That's so frustrating. Yeah, when those dreams, you just want them to keep going. You're like, no, there has to be more. Damn it.
No, I didn't want to go back to that one though. The tree people were a little freaky. It reminded me a little bit like a cult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going on.
Well.
Now I just remembered. I was watching. You know, I feel like it was another fucking TikTok. I really, really, really got to get off TikTok. I learned things, but I'm like, I don't even know if half this
shit is true. Creator of TikTok and Facebook need to just get thrown on an island somewhere. And...
No, I love, well, Facebook, I love TikTok. Don't go anywhere. So,
but they've changed the premise of society. You realize that, right? You're like, oh.
Facebook did worse.
TikTok's getting there. G just stayed with me for a weekend, all right? She's like, on TikTok. I'm like, TikTok, man.
Yeah, but TikTok's cool because, like, you can really follow, like, different doctors and different
things. I usually like every TikTok someone sends me. I usually like it. I just, you guys just filter it for me.
But I was watching one of them, and this girl was like, why aren't we, like, why are people more scared of the ocean than they are, like, the forest? Because there's, like, stories of, like, these like people living in this forest that like no one even knows about the living there. Like they've just been so deep into the forest. Like that's like they have their community and like they're just living their fucking lives. Like they don't fucking know about COVID. You know what I mean?
They don't know about TikTok.
So this story. No, look, they're on TikTok or they're being talked about. So that dream could have came from there.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it.
If it lined up. And, like, if the timelines were right. Another thing I like to read a lot is those stupid glitches in the Matrix. So I feel like a lot of my dreams, like, get pulled into that as well.
I can see that, for sure.
I'm on that a lot, too. So
good. Well,
all right, what do you
I got? Have a trigger warning for my dream. It is about, so any kind of breaking and entering intruders. And a trigger warning about guns. So if that is going to set you off or you're not sure how you're feeling, and then go back to an old episode or skip. And it's not like super serious or anything, but just a heads up. So my dream starts off with my husband, Camden, and I were in the downstairs of our home. So, you know, it's not our real home right now because I live in the South and we don't have basements here. So we were in a home. I got the vibe like it was in Pittsburgh. It was like an old home and basically like something we would have lived in college or something. So I feel like it was like a house I went to in college, like at a party or something. But and then it looked kind of like it was G's backyard. That's the combination I have here. So we were in the basement of our house and we heard, it sounded like footsteps upstairs, but I looked at him. I was like, oh, I'm probably just hearing stuff. Like, oh, you hear a creak in your house. And then I heard like more walking and I was like definite walk. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, somebody's upstairs. And it was nighttime. So we were like, oh shit. So, but, you know, we had guns. So we both grabbed our guns and we like yelled like, you know, who's up there? We're coming up. So we like walked up the steps and like we heard somebody like running, like trying to escape and leave. So like we ran after them into our backyard. And then it was almost like there was a long sidewalk kind of stairway that like led away from our yard, almost like down to a bridge, which is like kind of like what G has in her backyard. So I think that's where I'm getting it from.
Yeah.
So the intruder was this older man, you know, probably maybe in his 70s with like long, scraggly, like gray hair. And he looked, you know, kind of frailer. Like I could definitely like tackle him and take him in a heartbeat. And I like held up my gun. Cam like fumbled with his or something. So it was like up to me. So I held up my gun and I could have shot him. And at one point, like the older man like had a weapon as well and like could have done something, but like he just decided to run away. So like it was up to me. I could either like shoot him or let him go. And I decided to let him go. So I was like, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody or in their life. But I was like, what am I doing? You know, we could at least call the police. Like he's running so slow and he's like elderly. I could at least like run and tackle him. Which is like terrible to say, but and then
you go, it's terrible to say.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like broke in my house with guns. So, I was like, what, like, Cam, what are we doing? Like, we should go. So we started running after him. And then the dream, which was weird, I don't know if I've ever had this happen, it reset itself to the end.
Oh.
So we weren't in the basement, it reset itself to a new intruder. And the new intruder was a man in his like 40s approximately, and he had these like long long kind of like luscious blonde hair, kind of like a surfer guy or like a hippie. Okay. And I think he had like a tie-dye shirt on, but I got vibes like he was like a surfer guy or like hippie. And same thing, he's the one that broke into our house. And he was the one who was now running away. So, like, I, again, was the one that had the gun. And, like, I had the opportunity to either, like, defend myself and, like, hurt him or let him go.
So, it reminds me of, like, video gamies. Like, you gotta, like, beat the bosses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a different level, different type of bad guy. I don't know.
Like, okay, you got the old man out of your house. Now can you get a 40-year-old
and
out?
And the old man in my dream was always, like, very far off from me. And this guy was in like closer proximity to me. But I ultimately let him go as well. And I didn't exchange any words with him from what I can remember. So the dream reset itself a third time. And this time it was a woman and she had like bleach blonde hair. She looked like somebody that would have been part of in the PTO. I mean, I don't want to offend anybody with this, but like your kind of classic stereotypical, like Stepford wife, like cookie cutter, blonde hair with like perfect little clothes, like perfect makeup, matching jewelry. I mean, you could go for that. It's not a bad thing, but like that's the vibe I got, like a soccer mom. You know, whatever. So now she's the one.
Very much my sister. You just really described her to a T. And she would know it. She would admit it.
I mean, it wasn't your sister in my dream, but I guess like that kind of style. But this one didn't run away because we had like people over our house, at that point. And I was like, I just confronted her and I was like, you know, why were you trying to break into my home? I mean, this is my home. These are my things. And she was like, well, you know, we all have. So, you know, I confronted her and I said, you know, what the hell? Like, you're breaking into my house. You're trying to take my things. What are you doing? You know? And she's like, well, listen, you know, we all have bills to pay and we have to pay them some way and protect our kids. And, you know, this is just what I had to do. And you would do the same thing. And I was like, no, I wouldn't. Like, you're my friend. I wouldn't go stealing stuff from you.
Wait. What about that song? What would you do if your son was at home?
I don't know. Oh, man, that's a good tune. I know every word of that song. Every word.
That's exactly what this reminds me of.
Man, I haven't heard that song lately either.
What would you do?
Get up on my feet and stop making, man. I know every word. So, I was like, no, like, I wouldn't, like, you're my friend. I wouldn't take stuff from you. And she's like, well, I mean, I don't have to tell you. Like, she was not apologetic at all. And I was like, well, how are you going to compensate me? Like, you just tried to do this and take my stuff. Like, what about that necklace you have on? That's a good looking necklace. Like, I want your necklace. Give me your necklace. And she did. She's like, fine. And I was like, I want your earrings too. And she said, fine. So she gave me her earrings and her necklace. And that was my trade off for breaking into my home. And that was the end of my dream. So at first, I don't know if I gave the title of this dream, did I?
I don't think you did.
The title, which is such a bummer because it was like a very, now hindsight, it's not going to sound as cool, damn it. It was Unwelcome Guest in the Night.
Oh.
And it's funny when I do this, because you know, when I name these dreams, it's usually at like 6 or 7 a.m. Like, I haven't had any caffeine or anything since what hit me. And the insightful moment at, you know, 6 a.m. was Unwelcome Guest.
That's funny that you name your dreams then, because I don't name them until I start, like, deciphering them, if that made sense. Once I started preparing for an episode.
Yeah, that was it. So, because I like to see what it, I rarely rename them, though, because I just like to do whatever comes out, so.
I gotcha. No, I get, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, at first, when I had this dream, I just thought, wow, that was kind of interesting that it reset itself. I don't recall having a dream like that. It was like the same version. It was the same version over and over again, and but different people. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then I did some more research onto it because I do have a fair amount of dreams or some in my house or breaks into my house. So I actually found a really cool source on this. And it was,
I really liked this dream, by the way. I want to say that first. I just really enjoyed how it kept resetting.
Yeah, it was really cool, and I felt fairly in control through it all, you know, again, where this is something, if somebody was breaking into my home. Yeah, you know, and they were all very different people, so I'm going to get into that. But at first, I just want to talk about breaking into our homes, and I like that subject matter. So this is from Dr. Richard J. Corelli, and he's a psychiatrist who works at Stanford. So I'm going to quote him on this because I think it's just well worded and well put. And you know, frankly, when we try to interpret these dreams, it's somewhat hard to get an actual kind of scientific source, or they're kind of usually all over the map. So I think it's interesting to see somebody who's kind of well versed in these things.
Yes, I get excited.
So I want to do them due diligence. So he noted that, and this can be found on Stanford's website. So it's web.stanford.edu, and it's /Corelli/nightmares. But you can find his profile and everything on Stanford's website. So he says, we sometimes dream of someone trying to break into our home, and it's just kind of general subject matter or nightmares. This is often an inner psychological figure who may represent some shameful or unwanted part of ourselves who is breaking into our consciousness. It is about to break into our awareness, and then we will have to confront this unwanted aspect of ourselves. The purpose of this figure seems to be to reflect all of the worst aspects of our character so that we may become more fully conscious of those traits and accept these unwanted but vitally necessary parts of ourselves. These aspects are often quite evident to those whom we live with or know us well, but are hidden from our own conscious opinion of ourselves, and thus will appear alien and scary to us in our dreams. The intruder in the dream may represent some awareness or insight that is about to break through into our consciousness. It appears scary because it is unknown what demands it will make on us, but it actually should be welcomed into our psychological health because it brings with it a gift of self-awareness. Every aspect of the dream represents some part of ourselves. The intruder in the dream represents some part of ourselves that we have kept outside our awareness for too long and now needs to be let in. It may represent a feeling or attitude that we need to be more conscious of. And again, that was by Richard J. Corelli, MD. So I was like, wow.
That's interesting. But I can see that.
Yeah, right. So it's a logical association, I think. But I think just mm-hmm. how he worded it was very well put. And it seems like he's, you know, quite a successful and well-studied psychiatrist. So,
and I feel like that's something everybody does.
Yeah, you know, so I haven't quite had a dream like this as far as break-ins go. This is a fear of mine. Like before I go to bed every night, I probably double check at different points if my doors are locked. Like I haven't locked my garage door, which, you know, so I mean, it's definitely it's always kind of on the forefront. And like if I hear something, I always like go back in the middle of the night. I'm like back door locked, garage door locked, front door locked, you know, so windows locked.
Because they are so big on this, like you're so big on it. We got locked out of your house that one time.
Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get why I dream about it a lot, but this was different in a way that it was three very different intruders coming into the home. So I kind of wanted to think about when I read this, I was like, so what is this representing? Is it like three different fears of mine, three different parts of mine? Like subconsciousness, etc. So, you know, kind of the soccer mom, PTO mom, I could kind of figure out. So I'm like, all right, maybe this is my fear, or, you know, again, we talk about having children and being a mom. And, you know, I sometimes worry about being like the perfect wife. Am I being, you know, good enough this, good enough that? And that's something I've kind of struggled with my whole life, is like being a good enough version of myself and mm-hmm. the expectations of others, and failing at that. So I think that's what that woman represented. And then I think the man in his like 40s kind of represents like a part of me that I desire to be. So kind of more carefree and, like when I see people, I like to go to live music and shows and concerts. One of my favorite things is that I'm surrounded by people who are often very different from me and mm-hmm. are a lot more what I look at as like relaxed and carefree. And I'm like envious of them. And I wish I could be more like that, which you never know what people are going through. So, you know, but that's just how I perceive things. So that's how I look at that man. And then I couldn't really figure out the older gentleman. So this one I kind of did a little bit of research into, just kind of what it means to dream of elderly people. And this one was about, I got this off that femalefirst.co.uk. And
I've been going to that website a lot more lately.
Yeah.
And I figured out, like, I feel like why every time I read an article on hers, she states her sources.
Mm-hmm.
And her sources are like, always like my top three like favorite websites that I already go to. Yeah, so like, that's why I like this.
They're usually just like very well put and
yes,
concise and relevant. So I'll just speak to a little part and I'll quote: elderly people are also thought to represent the power of forgiveness for past experiences. Perhaps there is someone you need to forgive in order to move on or to reestablish a connection with. You may need to show someone more understanding if you have been resentful towards them. So I think everybody can relate to the statement. And this is certainly relevant to particular things in my life right now, and with certain relationships I have in my life right now, I'll just leave it at that. Where it's kind of bringing up old feelings and old things like that, that you need to kind of make sure, you know, are you okay with? Have you hashed things out so that you can move forward and, you know, be healthy and whatnot? And it's interesting because out of the three intruders, the elderly man was probably the one that, he was the furthest away from me. He was the one I could have easily taken down the most, but I let go. I kind of ignored and let them go. But it's kind of interesting to me that if you look at it like that, he was the first, literally distance wise, the furthest away from me. So I'm is this something I'm struggling with the most? Whereas the second intruder was the one that was the carefree guy, where he was kind of closer. And then there was the one that was in my mind, the perfect wife, perfect mom, mm-hmm. perfect social figure, who apparently was actually really struggling. And she was the one that I was, you know, had just a normal conversation with. And it was clearly in my circle of friends. So I thought this was not a long dream, but a very insightful one. And
no, I like that one.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't want to reflect on it too much because that can take you down a wormhole. But again, it's just one of those things where you just kind of look at it and you say, all right, what do I need to address anything in my life from it? And if nothing else, it's kind of cool too. And I'm glad I didn't know anybody.
I just really liked it. That, well,
I'm glad I let them all go. And apparently they never came back. So.
I just thought, it's so interesting that, their dream kept resetting itself.
Yeah. And they were all different people. Extremely different types of people. Yeah,
Okay, you made it. That's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go back and see how you'll react to this person.
And it almost gets back to, the Matrix. And that's what I think I put in my dream, actually.
I really need to watch The Matrix.
Did I put this in? This must have been my other dream. It was. But I put, where at some points in my dreams lately, I feel like I'm almost part of a, the word, I blank on it too. A control experiment or something. I'm blank on the word.
Yes. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. I feel like experiment is a good word.
Yeah, you know, several synonyms.
A simulation?
Simulation, thank you. Yes. It was the word you used before. It began with an S. I just couldn't think of the word.
I use that one all the time.
I know.
That one.
When I tried to think of it before, I couldn't either. I was just mental blank. So. Yeah, that's my dream.
I like it. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to us. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media to keep up to date with us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at WTF Did I Dream Last Night. Send us your emails to, or send us your dreams to our email at WTF Did I Dream Last Night at gmail.com for a dream mail episode so we can talk about your dreams. And if you'd like us, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And you can join us on Patreon for some bonus content.
Well, thank you for listening, guys. And until next time, happy dreaming.